It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. And I know it's the All-Star break. We don't stop for anything here on the Panthers Insider Show, so we'll keep it rolling just like the Panthers hope to keep things rolling when they resume action on Tuesday. They've got a four-game win streak intact. We'll tell you about that, and we'll refresh your mind on the four-game win streak here in just a moment. I know the Panthers haven't played since 1 week ago today, the bye week, the All-Star break, but Tuesday they're back at it at home, and that's going to be a theme too. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule here in just a few moments. We'll have some highlights from the four-game win streak. We'll hear some post-game reaction from after the win against the New York Islanders. Feels like it was forever. 1 week ago, the Panthers played the Islanders. That was their last game. They won that game in overtime. We'll have some post-game sound from that and get some thoughts, mostly from the Panthers as they are heading into the All-Star break. What was the mindset heading into the break? So we'll get some thoughts on that coming up in a few moments. We do have some audio from Sam Reinhart and Sergei Bobrovsky as they are currently up in Toronto representing the Panthers at the NHL All-Star festivities. So we'll have that coming up in just a few moments. We'll have the cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast coming up later on in the program as Jameson Olive and I, we talked about a lot of different things, but if you want to go check out the episode, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get them, that's where you can find the full episode. But we'll have a little bit of a snippet from the most recent Territory Talk, Jameson and I talking about our second half. I shouldn't say second half because we're already into the second half, if you will, the post-All-Star break expectations. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. We'll have that. And TJ Shalott stops by next segment, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate. We'll talk about how things are going with some of the prospects there in Charlotte as well. So again, lots to get to coming up here in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Again, the Panthers will be back at it coming up on Tuesday. We'll hit the schedule ahead here in just a moment. Folks, the Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at floridapanthers.com and stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And folks, you can come out to the Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on Saturday, February 24th at Amerant Bank Arena. That's 3 weeks from today. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice against the Washington Capitals afterward at 6 o'clock. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Go to floridapanthers.com for tickets today. That's turned into one of the great traditions out at Panthers home games throughout the season. The Pucks and Pints Beer Fest has a history going back a few years now, and always a good time had by everybody. Of course, must be 21 or older to enter, but if you are, we hope you have a chance to come out and check it out. FloridaPanthers.com has all the information on the Pucks and Pints Beer Fest. A look back at the win streak that has been here in just a moment, but as far as the Panthers are concerned, the Panthers will be back on the ice coming up on Tuesday night. They will play the Philadelphia Flyers at Amerant Bank Arena Tuesday night at 7, so you don't want to miss any of that. And then the Panthers will continue things on Thursday when the Washington Capitals come in for a 7 o'clock faceoff. And then Saturday, a week from today, this is a big one, the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche. You don't want to miss that. 6 o'clock on the 10th, that's a week from today, Panthers and the Avalanche. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. The Panthers play 11 games in this month of February, and 7 of them are on home ice. They're also home on the 20th against Ottawa, the 24th again against Washington, and then the 27th against Buffalo, the 29th against the Montreal Canadiens. So the Panthers at home for a big chunk of the month. Panthers played 26 road games, folks, so they've gotten 26 of their 41 road games out of the way, and they only leave the Eastern time zone one more time the rest of the regular season, and that's for one game in Dallas in March. So that's going to prove to be a scheduling luxury, I think, for the Panthers moving forward. So the Panthers, a quick look there at the schedule ahead for the team. Let's go back to refreshing the four-game win streak. The Panthers are on a four-game win streak. That'll go into the game on Tuesday, I should say. The Panthers will take this four-game win streak into Tuesday's action when they resume things after the All-Star break. But we turn the clock back to when the win streak started, folks, because we are going to go back through all of it. The Panthers back on the 22nd of January. They went into Nashville that night. Also, Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, he tied Barry Trotz, who's currently Nashville's general manager, tied Barry Trotz for second place on the all-time NHL's games coached list, his 1,812th game coached in the league. So it was a night where there were some congratulations, certainly to Paul Maurice, and the Panthers picked up a big win. Here's how that sounded. Refreshing your memory, game one of the current four-game win streak back on the 22nd of January.
And off the faceoff, Reinhardt, front of the net, a shot, he scores! Right off the draw, Sam Reinhardt took control, cut to the front of the net, and he gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead, a power play goal! Sam Reinhardt, his 34th goal of the season, and that's a new career high for him. Off the end boards, then handled by Bennett, and he'll swing it rink wide. Here's Verhaeghe up the right side of the high slot. Verhaeghe, a shot, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead, 1 minute and 11 seconds into the third period. Carter Verhaeghe out of the high slot, a wicked wrist shot there to beat Saros, and the Panthers are up a goal. Long shot from the line, pinballing in front. Oh, what a save! Stolarz in front on Nyquist, who can't believe it. Anthony Stolarz leaning out with his trapper, and he's able to make an acrobatic save to keep the Panthers up a goal. One of the best saves you'll see anywhere, anytime. Off the faceoff, Montour with it. He's going to send this one all the way down. He scores! Brandon Montour on the empty net from almost the full length of the ice. Gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead, and that'll send everyone to the exits here in Nashville. Sissons, touch pass, near side, carried in by Novak, who tried to play it across. It bounces away for Verhaeghe for Tkachuk. Tkachuk on the empty net, he scores, and it's 4-1 Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk with another empty netter. So the Panthers take a 4-1 lead here in Nashville, and anyone who stuck around after the first empty netter has seen enough after two Panthers empty net goals. And off the draw, the Predators have it. Favreau off to his left. Trennan walks in left circle. A shot and stick save made by Stolarz. Now Cole Smith out to the line. The Predators working around. Favreau shakes away from some pressure. Backhand toward the net. Save Stolarz. And the puck played off to the far corner. And the Panthers able to get a clear. That's it for this one. The Panthers, a 4-1 win tonight on the road over the Nashville Predators. Anthony Stolarz, 27 saves in the win. And the Panthers get back into the win column here tonight in Nashville. A 4-1 win with the dads in attendance. The Panthers take care of business. 4-1. It's the Panthers over the Predators.
It was the dad's trip that night as well when the Panthers went to Nashville. They picked up a 4-1 win. The Panthers, when they hit the ice on Tuesday night against Philadelphia, they will be riding a four-game win streak, looking to make it five when they get back on the ice on Tuesday night. That was game one of the current win streak. Game two of the streak was when the Panthers went home on the 24th of January to take on the Arizona Coyotes. Paul Maurice moved into sole possession of second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list, his 1,813th game. There were some fireworks off the opening face-off. Obviously, a little bit of a history between the two teams. You had the gloves dropped immediately, Ryan Lomberg, Jack McBain, and then right after that, you had Jonah Gadjevich and Liam O'Brien, but eventually, order was restored, and the Panthers skated to a 6-2 win. This was January 24th against the Arizona Coyotes.
A long shot from the far side, and they score, and that one was put on net from along the boards from Matthew Tkachuk, and it beat Pamelka upstairs through traffic, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead, 1 minute 53 seconds in. Near wing for Hagee. Winds it around, far side of the ice, Tkachuk. He'll have it along the right boards, into the circle. Barkov takes over, straight on the line. Montour, Barkov, right circle, down low. Tkachuk in front of shot, they score! And it's a power play goal for Sam Reinhart. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. The Panthers have doubled their lead. Here's Verhaeghe up the ice. Looks to Bennett in the clear, walks in, shot, he scores! Sam Bennett makes it 3-0. 10:59 to go in the first, and Sam Bennett tacks on another one. And the Panthers are in full control early here tonight. Bukestad nudged it down to our left, in on Bobrovsky, who keeps it alive, swings it off the near boards. Carter Verhaeghe back in feed, and now it's brought on quickly. Anton Lundell, Matthew Tkachuk, right circle, walks in, shot, he scores! Matthew Tkachuk out of the right circle, makes it 4-0 Panthers. Sam Reinhart got it out to the blue line, didn't get it out of the zone, and now it's Louis Durinen to lug it along for the Panthers. Creates a 2-on-1, a pass to Reinhart. Up the left side, Reinhart to the circle, back in front, a shot, they score, Anton Lundell off a perfect setup from Reinhart. It's 5-0 Panthers. And Orlet Kulikov, he's upended, far side of the ice by O'Brien. Bukestad on the back, he'll play out the line, held in, played out front, Jonah Gadjevich, back in, he scores! Jonah Gadjevich right out in front. He's able to sneak one, pass from Elka on the back. Backhand, and Jonah Gadjevich picks up his first goal in a Panthers uniform. Nikola dumps it along down to our left, and the final seconds tick away. The Panthers take care of business tonight at home. 6-2 winners. The Panthers tonight over the Arizona Coyotes on home ice on a night when Paul Maurice moved into sole possession of second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list. The Panthers put an exclamation point on it. A 6-2 win tonight over Arizona. Back-to-back wins for the Panthers.
So that made it two in a row as the Panthers beat the Coyotes back on January 24th. That was the second game on the current streak. Now we're getting into the most recent Panthers action. 1 week and one night ago, the Panthers went into Pittsburgh for the front end of a back-to-back, a road back-to-back that would take them up to the All-Star break. The Panthers picked up a 3-2 shootout win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, this was a week ago last night in Pittsburgh, the Panthers picking up their third straight win.
Pass to the neutral zone. It's Evan Rodriguez. He'll swing it in along the far boards. That caroms around. Matthew Tkachuk near side. O'Connor and Ruedel in there against him for Pittsburgh. He holds on to it. Sam Bennett shuffles it out the line. Backing up Ekman Larson. A shot in, a save made. Rebound. They score right out in front. Evan Rodriguez there to tap it in with a backhand. And the Panthers tie the game with a power play goal of their own. Over on that far side of the ice, Verhaeghe in front. Tkachuk looking out front of the net. A shot. Reinhart couldn't get it through. Puck played to the line by Pettersson. Kept in far point. Ekman Larson across near side. Tkachuk in front. Reinhart, he scores. Sam Reinhart on the power play. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. A one-timer upstairs from Sam Reinhart. So Sam Reinhart takes over at center. The third shooter for the Panthers. Reinhart maneuvers in near circle, front of the net. Shot, he scores. Sam Reinhart. And the Panthers get it done in the shootout tonight. 3-2, the final score. The Panthers get the 2 points. And the Panthers have won 3 games in a row.
A third straight for the Panthers there, and then 1 week ago, the only game that's taken place since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider was this one. The Panthers wrapped up the pre-All-Star game portion of the schedule with a road matchup against the New York Islanders. This was 1 week ago tonight, and the Panthers skated to a 3-2 overtime win. They've won four in a row. This was their fourth straight victory over the Islanders again last Saturday.
58 seconds on the power play. Kachuk in front, a shot, and they score, and it's Sam Reinhart. He gets the Panthers on the board. It's 1-0, 12:04 to play here in the middle frame, and Sam Reinhart, his 20th power play goal of the season. That one coming from right out in front, his 37th goal of the season. It's now a 13-game point streak for Sam Reinhart. Out to the line, Montour just holds it in. Montour backs across the blue line, off to the right point, pass down for Kachuk in the right circle. He'll hand it to Barkov, right boards to the top of the right circle. Barkov a shot, and he scores! That one may have been tipped on the way, and the Panthers cash in on the power play. It's 2-1. Looked like it was tipped out front by Matthew Kachuk, and the Panthers are up a goal for Rodriguez, who darts down to our right. Ekman-Larsson to the net. Rodriguez, Ekman-Larsson walks in, shot, and he scores! Oliver Ekman-Larsson upstairs, the overtime winner! Oliver Ekman-Larsson gets the Panthers a 3-2 overtime win tonight over the New York Islanders, and the Panthers have won four straight games and eight straight on the road.
So a fourth straight win for the Panthers. That was 1 week ago tonight over the New York Islanders in overtime. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, the overtime hero that night. The winner in net was Anthony Stolarz. Here he is post-game 1 week ago, just talking about what he's liked the most about what the Panthers have taken into the All-Star break in terms of the way that they've been playing on this little run lately.
Honestly, I think just the way we've been able to stick together. I mean, obviously, look at the, you know, we went from, what, 9-game winning streak, 4-game losing streak, and now we've won four in a row. And just the way we've kind of stuck together, you know, we've went through a lot of adversity, and, you know, guys are kind of just sticking up for each other, and it's kind of been that next man up. You look at guys up and down the lineup, the guys that we can kind of insert, and, you know, they understand their role. So everyone's just going out there doing their job, and good things are happening.
Anthony Stolarz having a nice season between the pipes, picked up a win a week ago against the Islanders. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice after that win over the Islanders 1 week ago when he was asked how his team's feeling going into the All-Star break.
Happily tired, right? They're tired. So this is, we get a three-day, you know, the Christmas break the entire league gets. And really, for us, we haven't had two consecutive days off at home without a game since December 4th and 5th. It's a tired hockey team. And they've battled and played hard and played through injuries and won enough games that we can be at least pleased with the effort and the result for the break. So they should be happy with themselves. They should be very tired, and I hope they get lots of rest.
Resting up because they're back at it on Tuesday looking for a fifth straight win when Philadelphia comes to town. Sam Reinhart and Sergei Bobrovsky are up in Toronto representing the Panthers at the All-Star festivities this weekend. Here is Sam Reinhart of the Panthers. When he was asked at Media Day, he was asked what the biggest reason for his individual success that he's had this season has been, and he cited off-season preparation as a big reason for it.
You know, it's certainly when you have a starter like this, it's, you know, there's things you try and think about what has put you in this spot, you know, so you can replicate as much as possible. You know, I think it's a lot of long summers of a lot of really good work, and this summer was ironically enough the less work I, you know, was able to do just with less time and, you know, trying to get healthy and you know, try and make sure your body can show up for another 82 game season and hopefully more. So you know, I think it was the best I'd felt with the short summer coming back this year.
Sam Reinhart of the Panthers right there, leading the Panthers in goals, power play goals, game-winning goals, shorthanded goals, leading the team in points, having a monster season offensively for the Panthers. And also from All-Star Game Media Day, here's Sergei Bobrovsky when he was asked what's allowed the team to have success so far this season, and also asked what role that Cup Final appearance last spring has played in the team's success this year.
You know, we have a great group of guys. We got great atmosphere in the locker room, and you know, we support each other, help each other, and love each other. You know, and that brings us on the ice and we compete for each other, and it's fun to be part of this team. Yeah, definitely, it was a huge experience. You know, we went through the war, so and it's great to go through those hurdles together with the guys. You know, so it's a big experience, and we are way excited. So it's only the most interesting hockey in front of us.
Looking ahead to the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule, which resumes on Tuesday, the Panthers and the Flyers. Thursday, the Panthers and the Capitals. A week from today, the Panthers and the Avalanche. All the ticket information at FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. Folks, the Panthers Value Pack is back for this season. Each Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for four, a hot dog, popcorn, and soda per ticket. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/Value Pack for more information. Coming up later on in the program, we will hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I talk about expectations for the Panthers post-All-Star break. But first, joining us from Charlotte, TJ Shalott, the voice of the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, the Charlotte Checkers, is going to stop by. We'll talk about how things are going with the farm club for the Panthers. They played a game last night. They've got another one tonight. We'll talk about some of the prospects. That's up next right here. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back into Panthers Insider. Doug Plankins here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. It is the All-Star break. There aren't any games today. Of course, the All-Star festivities ongoing, but the Panthers Insider show doesn't stop. Panthers look to continue their win streak when they host Philadelphia coming up Tuesday night at 7 at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss any of that. So again, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, your place to get tickets. Panthers home for 7 of the 11 games they'll play in the month of February. Going to be home a lot. You don't want to miss any of the action. And Panthers fans, Student Rush is back for this season. Come party with your Panthers once again. Enjoy student-exclusive pricing for select games. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/rush for game dates and more information. Well, joining us here this segment, does a great job covering the Charlotte Checkers of the American Hockey League, the broadcaster for the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate in Charlotte, TJ Shalott. Kind enough to stop by. TJ, how are you on this Saturday morning?
Doing awesome, Doug. Thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime, anytime. Thanks for stopping by. Well, first and foremost, I know you and I were texting a little bit yesterday. I know the Checkers coming off a loss last night. They're going to be back at it again tonight. But for all the folks out there who just like to keep tabs on the club, just give us kind of the, as you described it, the 30,000-foot view for the Charlotte Checkers this season, how things have gone. I know here at the Panthers level, we've seen a number of guys come in this season, and as usual, they're prepared. They jump right in. We've seen guys come in and make some nice contributions this year.
Yeah, I think when you take a look at the Charlotte Checkers team, the first thing that you're going to see is there's a lot of future former Florida or future Florida Panthers on this roster. Guys like Mike Benning, obviously Sam Iskevich and Justin Sordiff and some of those guys, they're really developing and taking, if it's their first year, second year, they're really taking those leaps. Everybody is getting involved almost nightly. So it's really great to see this team starting to gel together, especially some of those young guys, the guys that are going to be big pieces to the puzzle. But, 30,000-foot view on the season. Right now they're in a playoff spot. If the playoffs were to start today, they'd certainly be punching their ticket and ready to go. They're in fifth place in the Atlantic Division, so they've got a little bit of work to do to try and make their way towards the top and maybe get one of those buys if they can for the first round. And it's a team that's just kind of going through some ups and downs. You know, their schedule right now is really rough. They had a 3-3 last weekend, then had a midweek game on the road before traveling on Thursday and right back at home last night on Friday night against a very good Providence team. So they're trying to get back to a little bit more of a normal schedule to try and level things out a little bit. But this is a team that just, they're getting contributions from everybody. You can kind of look up and down the roster, and even if you're a stay-at-home defenseman who usually doesn't get his name on the score sheet quite as much, everybody's been contributing and getting things done. They just got to string together some wins.
And TJ, I got to ask you too. You mentioned a couple of things there I want to dig into. TJ Schlapp, the broadcaster of the Charlotte Checkers, is kind enough to stop by here with us this morning on Panthers Insider. But the importance of the veteran leadership there. I know you and I have talked multiple times about what a quality individual on and off the ice Zach Dalpe is. Mackie Samuskevich, right after he was called up, this most recent call-up, he specifically mentioned Jerry Mayhew as a guy in Charlotte who's made a really positive impact on him. How important are these veteran guys and the role that they play and the leadership example that they set? How important are these guys, specifically those two that I've mentioned, to the overall collective there in Charlotte?
Yeah, it can't be understated. I mean, the knowledge that they've gained over their multiple years. I mean, Dalpe, 14 years in the league. And, of course, Jerry Mayhew, a former AHL MVP with his successes in Iowa and Lehigh Valley after that and before Charlotte. They're guys that they truly aren't in it for themselves. They want to see this team succeed, and they want to see their teammates succeed, whether that's with the Charlotte Checkers or in their future when they get up to the Florida Panthers. They want to be able to see these guys succeed, and that's truly what drives them, not only their own desires to succeed for themselves, but just to better the team and better the locker room around them. It's how they operate. It's how they think. That is their default mode. I mean, Zach Dalpe, there's no one better to wear the C on his sweater here in Charlotte than Zach Dalpe. Does everything right on and off the ice, whether he's in a slump or if he's just scorching hot, he is still the same guy, always willing to teach, always willing to coach. He also knows how to take some criticism and take some coaching from his coaches. So he's a perfect, consummate professional. And the same thing for Jerry Mayhew. I would not be surprised if, in a few years, he has a C on his sweater when the time comes, if there's a vacancy there. And he's just one of those guys, just absolutely loves to take some of the younger guys under their wings and show them. And that Mackie Samuskevich, Jerry Mayhew connection is fantastic, because when you look at Jerry Mayhew, you see a very similar style out of Samuskevich to a Jerry Mayhew, maybe a little bit more talented and has a little bit better of a shot, but still they're both about the same size. They're both a lot faster, speedy guys that really have to work around defensemen to get into some open ice. So it's good to see someone who's kind of been there, done that, training Samuskevich here in his rookie year.
TJ Schlott here with us. TJ, you mentioned Mackie Samuskevich there, and I can tell you he looks like he's just really progressing well throughout the early stages of his pro hockey journey. But what were some of the biggest strides you saw him make from the time he first stepped on the ice in Charlotte late last season to the time that he got his most recent call-up?
You know, his hockey IQ and his awareness, I think, is the one thing that I've seen change pretty drastically, and not only for between now and last season, but also between now and just, you know, a couple months ago. He's finding open patches of ice, using his hands and getting around defensemen and working himself free, which is something that I don't think we really saw last year as he first broke into the AHL and broke into the pro game. So he's now starting to use those skills to find himself some open ice, and his decision-making has gotten better. He knows when he needs to shoot because he has a fantastic shot. And when you have a guy that has a amazing shot like that, sometimes they can lean towards maybe shooting a little too often and kind of heavy on the shot and not necessarily on the pass. But Mackey is, he knows his hockey IQ. He knows what he's supposed to do. If he gets into the zone and it's a better play to make the pass, he's unselfish with it. He will kick it across. Getting some great chemistry with Justin Sortif and Wilmer Skoog as line mates for the most part of this year. His hockey IQ and just his ability to find some open ice and to work himself free is something that I'm really excited to have seen develop so quickly with him.
And TJ, you've had a chance to be around Jordy Kinnear quite a bit now. And for him, it seems like every guy that comes up is just so well prepared. What is it that Jordy Kinnear and the staff there in Charlotte really do to emphasize to make sure these guys are ready when that opportunity comes at the next level?
The one thing that I've learned in my three seasons with Jordy Kinnear is that he does not mince words. And I think that's fantastic when you talk about a head coach taking a message and making it a point to everybody across the board. This team will play Florida Panthers hockey from start to finish. That is the goal. This is how we do it. This is why we do it. Go out and do it. So everybody who comes through, I think that's the main reason why when they do get to the NHL level, they seem to excel a little bit better than some other teams when they get their guys up to the NHL. It's just because they already know what they're supposed to do. The training is there. It's been repetitive. It's just beaten into the back of their mind. This is how we play the game. This is what we want to do. This is why we do it. Go out and execute. So I think the one thing with Jordy Kinnear is he is an effective communicator, just gets it across. This is what we're doing. This is Florida Panthers hockey. Go play. And it's working out great.
TJ Shalhot here with us tonight at 6, right? The Providence Bruins again in Charlotte to take on the Checkers. If folks want to look for tonight's game, where they can find it, or any of the future Checkers matchups, so where should people go?
We're streaming every single home game on AHL TV. Plus, we also have the Charlotte Checkers app. You can download that on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You can also find us on Mixlr, mixlr.com/Charlotte Checkers. You can listen to every game live right there as well.
Great place to find it. Great place to keep up on the Charlotte Checkers. Here, TJ, every step of the way. TJ Shalhot, we won't take any more of your time. I know you got a busy game day ahead of you. You guys played last night. You're right in the middle of a busy weekend. So we thank you very much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider, and we'll check in with you again later in the season.
Hey, Doug, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for stopping by. TJ Shalhot, the broadcaster for the Charlotte Checkers of the American Hockey League, the Panthers AHL affiliate, kind enough to stop by, give us a little bit of a sense how things are going down on the farm for the Panthers. Of course, the Panthers have gotten some good contributions this season from players stepping in from Charlotte. And, of course, the staff down there has done an outstanding job. So, again, TJ Shalhot, kind enough to stop by there. He does an outstanding job, and you heard it right there where you can find all the Checkers games. They play tonight at 6 against the Providence Bruins at home in Charlotte. Folks, we will step aside. We'll come back. We'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I sat down and, well, we talked about a lot of things, but in the part of the episode that we're going to give you, you can find the whole thing. If you like what you hear, you can find the whole thing. I'm only going to play like 1/5 of it for you. So if you want the whole episode, all the conversation, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk is where to go. But we talk about some post-All-Star break expectations for the Panthers coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Panthers American Hockey League affiliate. They're back at it tonight against Providence as they continue some home action in Charlotte. The Panthers, of course, will continue the action coming up on Tuesday when they look to extend their win streak to 5 games. Philadelphia coming into town. Folks, if you're ready to score for next season, if you're a Territory member, renew and save on concessions, retail, single game tickets. Renewal deadline coming up on Thursday, February 15th. Renew your Panthers tickets at floridapanthers.com/renewals. Get your Panthers tickets and all the information concerning Panthers tickets at floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Again, you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends. We can sort out something that works for you. Panthers playing some really entertaining hockey. We'll talk about the standings and how they are shaping up. After this little conversation, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented by our friends at Baptist Health. Jason, Olive, and I, this week, we chatted about a lot of things concerning the Panthers, but right here, a little conversation about what to expect post-All-Star break from the Panthers. You'll hear me, and you'll hear Jameson Olive.
Since we are at the All-Star break here, we talked to you about where the Panthers were at the break. Everything's looking good. Doug, what are you looking for now, second half? What do you got your eye on here for this finish?
For the Panthers, first of all, I see them being able to, and knock on wood, but when this team's healthy, I look at the Panthers lineup and I see fewer holes than really anybody else in the Eastern Conference. And in a salary cap world, it's nearly impossible to construct an absolutely perfect roster. But the Panthers have a roster that, when I look at it, I don't see any holes on this roster. Bill Zito's constructed, I think, the best roster in the Eastern Conference. So if we look at the depth, they have that. You look at specifically defense depth, the Panthers, they've said it, Paul Maurice has said it, they believe they have, you know, eight NHL defensemen that they can call on when this team's healthy. So that's something that could be important to them. They've got forward depth. You have guys, you have good competition there as far as those bottom six forward spots are concerned. You know, hopefully Nick Cousins back sooner than later after the break, and that's only going to make them deeper on the back end. They're getting great goaltending from both guys. So the Panthers have a deep roster. They've knocked out, as I mentioned, a lot of their big trips. I don't think we can overstate this, and we've talked about it on Territory Talk before, but the Panthers only have one more road game outside the Eastern time zone. When you get into those big games down the stretch, it's a lot easier to travel north and south in your own time zone than to be going east and west across time zones. I don't envy the teams that have to make a trip to California in March when the points are magnified. The Panthers don't have to do that. So it was a heck of a road grind. If we were sitting here right now with the Panthers a couple of games over 500, we'd be saying, well, the schedule was not on the Panthers' side. There was a ton of travel. That was a huge road grind. Now they're set up to make their run in the second half. The Panthers, with the record that they have now, after the road schedule that they played before the break, this is going to prove to be a scheduling luxury for the Panthers down the road. I think this is going to be something that's going to help this team stay at very least right where it is, but I think it's going to allow the Panthers a chance to put even more pressure on the Boston Bruins at the top of the division, because I think Boston is one of those teams that does have to make at least one trip west late in the year. The Panthers don't have to do that. So I think the Panthers, based on the schedule, what they've shown so far, what they've been able to do with all the mileage they've logged, I think they're going to, at very least, be able to stay where they are in the Atlantic Division. But I think they're going to have an opportunity to put some more pressure on Boston, too.
I agree. Second half, I was going to say, battle for the division. Definitely going to watch that. Panthers right now, 5 points behind the Bruins. Same amount of games played. So it's there for the taking. And like you said, Bruins probably have a little bit of a tougher road schedule-wise in the second half than the Panthers do. So that'll be exciting. A couple of things I'm watching is Sam Reinhart. Obviously, we're always watching Sam Reinhart. But 37 goals right now in 49 games. What do you think he finishes with?
I was going to say, if he finishes, let's say he finishes with 50 on the dot. By his standards this year, that would mean a slump takes place after the All-Star break.
Yeah, so
by the standards he's set, 13 goals after the All-Star break, that's not a slump by any means. But based on what he's done, in comparison to what he did in the first 49, it would be a tailing off in production. But I think anybody would be, if he gets to 50, I think that's the conservative answer, saying he gets to at least 50. I don't see any reason why 55, the way that the power play has been going, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be in the realm of possibility. The other thing with Sam Reinhart, and I've mentioned this to a couple of people, I don't call this a breakout year for Sam Reinhart. It would be a breakout year if he had never been a point-a-game guy in the past. He's proven that he's every year, he's 30 goals, you can just mark it down. Yeah. It's right on the schedule. He's going to get you 30 goals every season. He had a point-a-game campaign a couple of years back. He's been right around a point-a-game as a Panther. Came in, second overall pick. Everybody knows the talent that he has.
He leads the team in goals ever since he's been here.
I'm not calling this a breakout year, because to me, breakout would mean that we hadn't seen anything like this in the past. This is more like
a surplus year?
Yeah, it's
just more of what he's doing what he does.
It's just
more
going to another height. Yeah, it's just, and we see, look across all the sports, we see a lot of the star players do that. Guys come in and produce right away, but as time goes on, that production has an uptick, and then all of a sudden you start having these monster seasons, and I think that's just what we're getting right now out of Sam Reinhart.
So give me a number. Franchise record, Pavel Bure is 59. Just to give you the top. That's the top.
So if he plays
37 now.
If he plays every game the rest of the way, that would be 33 more games.
Yep.
So and that's the you know what? And again, knock on wood.
That's only 22 goals in 33 games.
Knock on wood. I'm going to deviate a little bit from our discussion here, but with Sam Reinhart, I've thought this going back to his time in Buffalo. Maybe the attribute of his that is one of his biggest that nobody talks about. Availability.
I'm going to knock harder on that.
Availability. Look at his career. Yeah. This guy plays every single night. You look over the course of his career, his games played totals are always high 70s to all 82. I think he's played all 82, like half of the season in his career that have had 82 game seasons. So he's availability has always been one of his big strengths. So I would expect that he is going to be available for just about all those, knock on wood, once again. Let's see here. So he's at 37, 33 left potentially.
So 22 goals in 33 games would tie the record.
I am going to say slightly above a half goal a game. I'm going to say he gets 17 in the last 33.
Wow. That puts him at 54 for you.
And I put him at, I think, a 54 goal a year.
So for me, I think it's a great guess. And I think for me, it all depends on the power play, because his bread and butter, he's the number one option on PP1. That's another reason for the goal spike this year. Obviously, 20 goals in the power play, that's a franchise record. He is the number one option. He is the number one, two, and three option on the power play. Although they have been looking more for that Carter Verhaeghe shot when Sam's not available on the cross-ice pass.
So, I think you might
see, which is good, because the power play is evolving. Obviously,
because you're going to see teams key on Sam a little bit. Yep.
Anyone they try, like Matthew Tkachuk deserves a ton of credit on that power play. I mean, he gets the puck to Rhino no matter who's around him so many times. So that's great. But the Panthers, now that they've got that down, are evolving the power play a bit more. You saw Barkov take a shot, too, from the circles. They're looking for some secondary and third options if Rhino's not available, which is good. But right now, the Rhino option works most times. It's been very, very good, obviously. So if that still just keeps working, the goals are going to come. He's going to get a big number, like you said. So you guess 54. I'm going to guess, I'm going to go 55. I'm going to go one more, which is insane. It's insane to throw these numbers around as if like they're just realistic.
And they are, though.
That's the crazy thing. It's like these are numbers we never thought a Panther would ever get close to again. I mean, when Carter had, 42 last year?
41.
41 or 42?
Yeah.
Like that was crazy.
He's going to get 40 again.
Yeah. But that was crazy.
And depending on what Austin Matthews does, that's your rocket race right now between Austin Matthews and Sam Reinhart. We'll see if somebody else really heats up and puts themselves into that and making it a three-man race heading down the stretch.
So right there, a conversation from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I, each and every week, new episodes of Territory Talk, wherever you get your podcasts, FloridaPanthers.com, Spotify, of course. You can get your podcasts at Google Play. Territory Talk is at all those locations on all those platforms. So we invite you to check it out often. All the old episodes are archived there. And good little primer there for the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule. If you're craving some Panthers content and the team doesn't get back on the ice until Tuesday night, you can head over to wherever you get your podcast, check out that most recent episode of Territory Talk. And again, winding things down here on Panthers Insider, the Panthers have a 4-game win streak intact. They'll look to make it 5 when they get back on the ice at home against Philadelphia Tuesday at 7. Thursday at 7, Washington comes in a week from today at 6 o'clock, a big test with the Colorado Avalanche coming to town. The Panthers at home for a lot of it. The Panthers play 11 games here in this month of February, 7 of them on home ice. The Panthers have knocked out a big chunk of the road schedule. 26 of their 41 regular season road games have been played. And of course, the Panthers will have only one game outside the Eastern time zone remaining in the regular season. That's a game in Dallas in March. So the Panthers have a lot of the heavy lifting out of the way as far as the road's concerned. As far as the standings go for the Panthers, when they get back on the ice on Tuesday night, here's what they're working with. In the Atlantic Division, in the same number of games played, 49, the Panthers 5 points behind Boston. Now the Bruins do still have to make a Western swing. The Panthers certainly are going to have an opportunity to put some pressure on the Bruins. Right now the Panthers second in the Atlantic, pretty firmly in a playoff spot, and they'll be looking to chase down Boston for the division crown. As far as the overall league picture goes, the Panthers tied for the fourth most points in the league behind just Vancouver, Boston, and Colorado, who the Panthers see a week from today at Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers sit currently with the same point total and the same number of games as the Dallas Stars, another one of the heavyweights over in the Western Conference. So the Panthers among the best teams in the National Hockey League on a four-game win streak. They'll look to make it five when they get back on home ice coming up on Tuesday night at 7 against Philadelphia. And we hope to see you there at Amerant Bank Arena for all the action this month. Again, the Panthers home for a lot of it. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, the place to go to get the schedule and the ticket info. That takes us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to TJ Shalott, the broadcaster for the Charlotte Checkers, for stopping by last segment. Big thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great work as always. Folks, we will talk to you on Tuesday night when the Panthers resume action against Philadelphia, 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, they're back at it tonight against Providence as they continue some home action in Charlotte. The Panthers, of course, will continue the action coming up on Tuesday when they look to extend their win streak to five games. Philadelphia coming into town. Folks, if you're ready to score for next season, if you're a territory member, renew and save on concessions, retail, single game tickets. Renewal deadline coming up on Thursday, February 15th. Renew your Panthers tickets at FloridaPanthers.com/renewals. Get your Panthers tickets and all the information concerning Panthers tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Again, you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends. We can sort out something that works for you. Panthers playing some really entertaining hockey. We'll talk about the standings and how they are shaping up. After this little conversation, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented by our friends at Baptist Health. Jason Olive and I, this week, we chatted about a lot of things concerning the Panthers, but right here, a little conversation about what to expect post-All-Star break from the Panthers. You'll hear me, and you'll hear Jameson Olive.
Since we are at the All-Star break here, we talked to you about where the Panthers were at the break. Everything's looking good. Doug, what are you looking for now, second half? What do you got your eye on here for this finish?
For the Panthers, first of all, I see them being able to, and knock on wood, but when this team's healthy, I look at the Panthers lineup and I see fewer holes than really anybody else in the Eastern Conference. And in a salary cap world, it's nearly impossible to construct an absolutely perfect roster. But the Panthers have a roster that, when I look at it, I don't see any holes on this roster. Bill Zito's constructed, I think, the best roster in the Eastern Conference. So if we look at the depth, they have that. You look at specifically defense depth, the Panthers, they've said it, Paul Maurice has said it, they believe they have, you know, eight NHL defensemen that they can call on when this team's healthy. So that's something that could be important to them. They've got forward depth. You have guys, you have good competition there as far as those bottom six forward spots are concerned. You know, hopefully Nick Cousins back sooner than later after the break, and that's only going to make them deeper on the back end. They're getting great goaltending from both guys. So the Panthers have a deep roster. They've knocked out, as I mentioned, a lot of their big trips. I don't think we can overstate this, and we've talked about it on Territory Talk before, but the Panthers only have one more road game outside the Eastern time zone. When you get into those big games down the stretch, it's a lot easier to travel north and south in your own time zone than to be going east and west across time zones. I don't envy the teams that have to make a trip to California in March when the points are magnified. The Panthers don't have to do that. So it was a heck of a road grind. If we were sitting here right now with the Panthers a couple of games over 500, we'd be saying, well, the schedule was not on the Panthers' side. There was a ton of travel. That was a huge road grind. Now they're set up to make their run in the second half. The Panthers, with the record that they have now, after the road schedule that they played before the break, this is going to prove to be a scheduling luxury for the Panthers down the road. I think this is going to be something that's going to help this team stay at very least right where it is, but I think it's going to allow the Panthers a chance to put even more pressure on the Boston Bruins at the top of the division, because I think Boston is one of those teams that does have to make at least one trip west late in the year. The Panthers don't have to do that. So I think the Panthers, based on the schedule, what they've shown so far, what they've been able to do with all the mileage they've logged, I think they're going to, at very least, be able to stay where they are in the Atlantic Division. But I think they're going to have an opportunity to put some more pressure on Boston, too.
I agree. Second half, I was going to say, battle for the division. Definitely going to watch that. Panthers right now, 5 points behind the Bruins, same amount of games played. So it's there for the taking. And like I said, Bruins probably have a little bit of a tougher road schedule-wise in the second half than the Panthers do. So that'll be exciting. A couple other things I'm watching is Sam Reinhart. Obviously, we're always watching Sam Reinhart. But 37 goals right now in 49 games. What do you think he finishes with?
I was going to say, if he finishes, let's say he finishes with 50 on the dot. By his standards this year, that would mean a slump takes place after the All-Star break.
Yeah, so
by the standards he's set, 13 goals after the All-Star break, that's not a slump by any means. But based on what he's done, in comparison to what he did in the first 49, it would be a tailing off in production. But I think anybody would be, if he gets to 50, I think that's the conservative answer, saying he gets to at least 50. I don't see any reason why 55, the way that the power play has been going, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be in the realm of possibility. The other thing with Sam Reinhart, and I've mentioned this to a couple of people, I don't call this a breakout year for Sam Reinhart. It would be a breakout year if he had never been a point-a-game guy in the past. He's proven that he's, every year, he's 30 goals, you can just mark it down. Yeah. It's right on the schedule. He's going to get you 30 goals every season. He had a point-a-game campaign a couple of years back. He's been right around a point-a-game as a Panther. Came in, second overall pick. Everybody knows the talent that he has.
He leads the team in goals ever since he's been here.
I'm not calling this a breakout year, because to me, breakout would mean that we hadn't seen anything like this in the past. This is more like
a surplus year?
Yeah, it's more
of what he's doing, what he does.
It's just going to another height. Yeah, it's just, and we see look across all the sports. We see a lot of the star players do that. Guys come in and produce right away, but as time goes on, that production has an uptick, and then all of a sudden you start having these monster seasons. And I think that's just what we're getting right now out of Sam Reinhart.
So give me a number. Franchise record, Pavel Bure is 59. Just to give you the top. That's the top.
So if he plays
37
If he plays every game the rest of the way, that would be 33 more games.
Yep.
So and that's the you know what? And again, knock on wood.
That's only 22 goals in 33 games.
Knock on wood. I'm going to deviate a little bit from our discussion here, but with Sam Reinhart, I've thought this going back to his time in Buffalo. Maybe the attribute of his that is one of his biggest that nobody talks about. Availability.
I'm going to knock harder on that.
Availability. Look at his career. Yeah. This guy plays every single night. He's. You look over the course of his career, his games played totals are always high 70s to all 82. I think he's played all 82, like half of the season in his career that have had 82-game seasons. So he's availability has always been one of his big strengths. So I would expect that he is going to be available for just about all those, knock on wood, once again. Let's see here. So he's at 37, 33 left potentially.
So 22 goals in 33 games would tie the record.
I am going to say slightly above a half goal a game. I'm going to say he gets 17 in the last 33.
Wow. That puts him at 54 for you.
And I put him at, I think, a 54 goal a year.
So for me, I think it's a great guess. And I think for me, it all depends on the power play because his bread and butter. He's the number one option on PP1. That's another reason for the goal spike this year. Obviously, 20 goals in the power play, that's a franchise record. He is the number one option. He is the number one, two, and three option on the power play. Although they have been looking more for that Carter Verhaeghe shot when Sam's not available on the with a cross-ice pass.
So, I think you might
which is good because the power play is evolving. Obviously,
because you're going to see teams key on Sam a little bit. Yep.
Anyone they try, like Matthew Tkachuk deserves a ton of credit on that power play. I mean, he gets the puck to Rhino no matter who's around him so many times. So that's great. But the Panthers, now that they've got that down, are evolving the power play a bit more. You saw Barkov take a shot, too, from the circles. They're looking for some secondary and third options if Rhino's not available, which is good. But right now, the Rhino option works most times. It's been very, very good, obviously. So if that still just keeps working, the goals are going to come. He's going to get a big number, like you said. So you guess 54. I'm going to guess... I'm going to go 55. I'm going to go one more, which is insane. It's insane to throw these numbers around as if like they're just realistic.
And they are, though.
That's the crazy thing. It's like these are numbers we never thought a Panther would ever get close to again. I mean, when Carter had, what, 42 last year?
41.
41 or 42?
Yeah.
Like that was crazy.
He's going to get 40 again.
Yeah. But that was crazy.
And depending on what Austin Matthews does, that's your rocket race right now between Austin Matthews and Sam Reinhart. We'll see if somebody else really heats up and puts themselves into that and making it a three-man race heading down the stretch.
So right there, a conversation from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I, each and every week, new episodes of Territory Talk. Wherever you get your podcasts, FloridaPanthers.com, Spotify, of course. You can get your podcasts at Google Play. Territory Talk is at all those locations on all those platforms. So we invite you to check it out often. All the old episodes are archived there. And good little primer there for the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule. If you're craving some Panthers content, and the team doesn't get back on the ice until Tuesday night, you can head over to wherever you get your podcast, check out that most recent episode of Territory Talk. And again, winding things down here on Panthers Insider, the Panthers have a four-game win streak intact. They'll look to make it five when they get back on the ice at home against Philadelphia Tuesday at 7. Thursday at 7, Washington comes in a week from today at 6 o'clock, a big test with the Colorado Avalanche coming to town. The Panthers at home for a lot of it. The Panthers play 11 games here in this month of February, 7 of them on home ice. The Panthers have knocked out a big chunk of the road schedule. 26 of their 41 regular season road games have been played. And of course, the Panthers will have only one game outside the Eastern time zone remaining in the regular season. That's a game in Dallas in March. So the Panthers have a lot of the heavy lifting out of the way as far as the road's concerned. As far as the standings go for the Panthers, when they get back on the ice on Tuesday night, here's what they're working with. In the Atlantic Division, in the same number of games played, 49, the Panthers 5 points behind Boston. Now, the Bruins do still have to make a Western swing. The Panthers certainly are going to have an opportunity to put some pressure on the Bruins. Right now, the Panthers second in the Atlantic, pretty firmly in a playoff spot, and they'll be looking to chase down Boston for the division crown. As far as the overall league picture goes, the Panthers tied for the fourth most points in the league behind just Vancouver, Boston, and Colorado, who the Panthers see a week from today at Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers sit currently with the same point total and the same number of games as the Dallas Stars, another one of the heavyweights over in the Western Conference. So the Panthers among the best teams in the National Hockey League on a four-game win streak. They'll look to make it five when they get back on home ice coming up on Tuesday night at 7 against Philadelphia. And we hope to see you there at Amerant Bank Arena for all the action this month. Again, the Panthers home for a lot of it. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, the place to go to get the schedule and the ticket info. That takes us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to TJ Shalott, the broadcaster for the Charlotte Checkers, for stopping by last segment. Big thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great work as always. Folks, we will talk to you on Tuesday night when the Panthers resume action against Philadelphia, 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.